Most people think acceptance means giving up. That's the trap. Aristotle, writing in the Nicomachean Ethics, argues something far more demanding, that seeing reality clearly is not a retreat from action, it is the very foundation of it. He calls the central human good eudaimonia, often translated as flourishing or happiness. But here's what stops most people cold. Flourishing, for Aristotle, is not something that happens to you. It consists primarily in excellent activity. That distinction changes everything. Think of a ship's navigator caught in a storm. A bad navigator curses the weather, denies the waves, or collapses into helplessness. A skilled one reads the conditions exactly as they are: wind speed, current, the real position of the ship, and then acts with precision. That is Aristotle's model of acceptance. It is not passive. It is radical realism, the active, disciplined commitment to seeing your situation without distortion. Now, Aristotle grounds this in what he calls the human ergon, our defining function. He argues that what separates human beings from mere survival or sensation is rational activity. That means acceptance, done well, is an intellectual act. It requires what Aristotle calls phronesis, practical wisdom, the capacity to perceive a situation accurately and judge what response it actually calls for. Without that clear perception, Mitch, every action you take is built on a fiction. The key idea here is that Aristotle's ethics does not pretend circumstances are irrelevant. He is explicit. Happiness needs some external goods. Friends, resources, community, these matter. The death of good children or close friends can genuinely diminish a person's flourishing. He says so directly. This is not a philosophy of stoic indifference. It is something harder. It asks you to hold two truths at once. External conditions are real, and they affect you. And yet, flourishing is constituted principally by activity in accordance with virtue, not by the conditions themselves. For example, a person born into poverty faces genuine disadvantage. Aristotle acknowledges that. But his framework still asks, given these actual conditions, what is the finest action available to you? That question only becomes answerable once you stop fighting the reality of your situation and start working within it. This is where Aristotle's doctrine of the mean becomes essential, and it is widely misunderstood. The mean does not demand emotional blandness. It does not ask you to feel nothing. It identifies the appropriate response between excess and deficiency relative to the specific situation you face. Consider courage. Aristotle says courage is not the elimination of fear. It is the appropriate management of fear in circumstances that genuinely call for courageous action. Apply that same logic to acceptance. The deficiency is denial, refusing to see your circumstances as they are. The excess is despair, being so overwhelmed by circumstances that you stop acting altogether. The mean, the virtuous position, is clear-eyed engagement. You see the storm, you feel its weight, and you navigate anyway. Remember, virtue for Aristotle is not a single heroic choice. It is a hexis, a settled disposition, a stable state of character, built through repeated practice. Acceptance, in this sense, is a skill you develop, not a feeling that washes over you. Here is the takeaway, Mitch, and it is worth sitting with. Aristotelian acceptance is not the philosophy of someone who has given up. It is the philosophy of someone who has grown up, who has stopped demanding that reality conform to their preferences before they act. Aristotle's ethical framework evaluates not whether you controlled every condition affecting your life, but how you deliberated and acted within those conditions. That is a profound reframe. The person in denial is not free. They are trapped, reacting to a world they refuse to see. The person who accepts reality clearly, who exercises judgment and choice within actual constraints, is the one exercising genuine agency. That is what Aristotle means by living well, not a life without hardship. A life of excellent activity, conducted with open eyes, inside the conditions that actually exist. That is the foundation everything else in this course builds on.